from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're live with a Tolo Tuesday edition with our best audience of the show, the 6 a.m. Club. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. RJ Choppy is out this week on vacation. We got Pepe in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Good morning to Cam, Brady, Richard, and Gregory, along with Kevin Tolo on YouTube. Oh, Kevin Hagelin.
I just assume that's Kevin Hagelin.
Peyton, did you sleep? Are you 2 for 2 with the brand new $100 pillow that Zach Wilchuk cannot afford?
I am. I did wake up around 1 o'clock because the dog needed to go to the bathroom. But other than that, I mean, I've actually woken up the last two nights 10 minutes before my alarm's gone off. Like, I just wake up on the dot. 3:40, I wake up. My alarm's set for 3:50. I wake up and I'm like, maybe this is a sign that it's basically an alarm clock pillow.
Did you get a new dog, or you took one from your parents, or is it her dog?
It's Mackenzie's dog.
Okay.
So she'll get up and she'll go let her out.
And the dog sleeps with you?
Yes, sleeps in the bed.
What type of dog?
It's a rat terrier. It's like 20 pounds. Very small dog.
Okay.
But yeah, she'll sleep on Mackenzie's side of the bed, and so I don't get bothered by it.
Does the dog sleeping in the room make things difficult to have
No.
intimate time? No? You just put the dog in there?
The dog will go under the bed.
Yeah.
There's the dog knows. Because if you close the door and, you know, the dog barks.
All right.
Stop killing her.
Stop, Bobby. Stop. Why don't you figure out what Venom or Spider-Man actually is?
Oh, yeah.
Because yesterday on social media, I was going through the IG stories. I saw CeeDee Lamb with a circle around his. And I was like, all right, new workout photo. You know, what type of bulk, what type of lifting is CeeDee going to be showing off here? And he's putting on some type. He's not. He's showing some type of cartoon.
It wasn't a cartoon. It was an image from Spider-Man 3. It's the Peter Parker dark Spider-Man. I thought it was Venom. I was quickly corrected by a lot of people.
I thought it was Venom as well.
I was told by a lot of people, no, that's Dark Spider-Man. Get it together, you moron. And so I was like,
what's
all right,
the difference? Whatever. What's the difference in thought? What's the difference in message?
I don't know. I genuinely don't. I thought that's who that was in the third spot. I remember when Spider-Man 3 came out, I thought people said, oh, this one has Venom in it. And so that's how I remembered it, but I guess not. So it was just a Dark Spider-Man outfit in that movie where he had been.
Did you see that movie?
Yes, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Honestly, it was I like 0 out of 10, just cringy, awful. And I liked the first two.
Is this Toby Maguire?
Yeah, this is the one where he becomes emo Spidey. He like goes into the the jazz club and starts singing and dancing. Okay. It's a weird movie.
So you saw him, you saw the movie, but still didn't know the reference.
I just now discovered that, I knew the reference, I just discovered that wasn't Venom, is what I discovered. I had no idea that was
so
not him.
So in that movie, when he's putting on the black outfit, mm-hmm. is this him turning dark?
It's like a darker side of him, yeah. He's a negative side. Now, what I can't tell is that a picture of Peter pulling the mask over or pulling the mask off? I can't tell which one that is.
Okay.
It's an exposed face with his hands on the mask. But I can't tell if that's pulling it down or off.
Because first, you know, I thought one of two things. It's go time. Here we are, and he's just choosing the black outfit versus the red and blue outfit. It's go time. Contract is close. Or things about to get real, real ugly, and you're about to see the nasty, mean side of me come out. Those are the two options that I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, we already got people on the fan text saying Dark Spider-Man plays the heel, okay? And so because Dark Spider-Man plays the heel, CD's telling you that. I think you can be positive. I think there's a positive way to look at this. So if I were to say...
You wrote out a nice long bunch of theories.
I wanted to come up with some theories as to what this could mean because everybody was trying to figure it out on social media yesterday. So I got three reasons that it's about him getting an extension done. One, he posts the image up there. What did Uncle Ben tell Peter Parker famously? With great power comes great responsibility. So CD's basically letting us know that he's ready for the responsibility that's about to come with this fat contract extension that he's about to sign.
Yeah.
That could be what it means. Two, Spider-Man's identity is supposed to be a secret, but like he clearly shows us Peter's face, whether he's pulling the mask down or off. He showed us his face. This is clearly a nod to the fact that despite some hush-hush negotiations where we haven't been able to understand all the details, he's saying all will soon be revealed, just as Peter is right there. Huh. And then three, Spider-Man has recently gotten into all these multiverse themes and concepts. So I think this is basically CD saying, I'm about to own the Cowboys universe. I'm about to be the Cowboys universe's Spidey, and I'm about to join the other Spider-Men, I guess you would say, who have also gotten their deals done. So that's the positive angle.
Pepe, did you watch the series? You have any theory?
I've seen the first two, I think, Spider-Man, so I'm late on the others. But, I mean, I thought it was Venom as well. I'll admit it.
Now, when you say the first two Spider-Man, who was the star of them? Was it Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield?
I don't know the difference. Whoever was in the first one, Peter Pan. Yeah.
Was Emma Stone in the one you watched?
Yes.
Okay, that is not the first two. That's later. It also could be something bad, though, Sean. We can't discount the possibility of it being a negative.
All right.
So, one... Dark Spider-Man character from Spider-Man 3 was Peter leaning into his dark side, so CD is saying he's about to become a darker version of himself and abandon the Cowboys. Two, we all know the classic Spider-Man outfit. By sharing the dark Spider-Man suit, CD's accepting the fact that he's about to wear a different uniform than people have become accustomed to. I think that's a possibility. Three, Peter eventually had to defeat Dark Spider-Man because he was becoming a harm to himself, so obviously CD is saying that he doesn't like what the Cowboys have turned him into, and he's committed to defeating this part of him and moving on. Also, it might just be that he likes Spider-Man, and Spider-Man 3 in particular. I don't know.
Okay, well done. So that was CD Lamb yesterday on Instagram, 877-881-1053 for your theories on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Let's get to some Raider leftovers from the second preseason game. Where's the Cowboys pass rush, and can Micah Parsons afford to do anything but rush the passer?
The pass rush is non-existent. The Raiders dropped back over 50 times in this game. How many quarterback hits did the Cowboys have?
Hits?
Yeah.
Two.
One. Half of that. Ugh. One quarterback hit. And I think the one quarterback hit was Albert Huggins, who was almost cut in the middle of the week because of, you know, pushing down the Rams assistant. But they're generating nothing in these games. Now, I know you don't have Micah Parsons. You don't have DeMarcus Lawrence. But last year, you were getting pass rush from Dante Fowler. You were getting pass rush from Dorrance Armstrong. Like, guys were generating pass rush from other spots. Right now, they're getting nothing in these games against second, third stringers in a lot of instances. They're generating nothing. Chauncey Golston not getting much. We talked about Huggins got a little bit of a push there, but Nyland, as well as he's played against the run, Nyland hasn't generated a lot of pass rush yet. It's going to be something where if you're talking about Micah and wanting to disguise him, which I know that's a big part of what Mike Zimmer wants to do. He wants to disguise what Micah's doing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Make him as predictable, be able to take advantage of blitz scenarios. The problem is going to become if you, the downs you don't rush Mike, I don't know what you're going to be able to consistently generate. And so there reaches a point where it's like, regardless of the predictability, is Mike Zimmer going to have to find out what Dan Quinn found out, which is I got to rush him regardless. Like he's got to go because there's no other way that we're going to put pressure on the quarterback and be able to properly defend the pass if they've just got all day to stand back there, which that's what it's been. It has been all day. It's not like these teams are getting the ball out quick in these first two preseason games. It's guys standing back there for 5-6 seconds at a time, being able to scan the defensive backfield and pick apart whatever they want.
No Sam Williams, of course. So that was a card on the house of cards that got put up there early. After Micah Parsons, the Dallas Cowboys' top two sack collectors this year will be?
Lawrence, probably. And then...
At what, five? What is that what he put up last year?
Yeah, probably something around there, 5-6. And then it might be, depending on what kind of opportunity, it might be Carl Lawson, who they just picked up off the street.
Oh, my word.
If it's not Carl Lawson, it would be... I would guess it would be Osa from the three technique spot. But I mean, Osa's career high in sacks is what, three? So it's,
that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, this is reached.
Four. A Tank had four last year.
Oh, okay. So it was even less than I thought. I thought you were telling me it was four for Osa. I was like, oh, he's better than I thought. But you're telling me Lawrence was actually worse.
Osa had three.
And that's the thing is that Osa generates a lot of pressure, too. And then sometimes Lombardi will take this trek a lot of times. Sacks are overrated. You'll hear a lot of people say sacks are overrated. What you want is you want to generate pressure and force bad throws. I think there's something valuable about dropping somebody back 8 yards and also losing a down and creating more difficult situations to get the ball back. Especially for a defense like Mike Zimmer's, which is not going to be big on taking the ball away. And he's acknowledged they're not going to be very big on taking the ball away. But where the Cowboys' pass rush is right now, this is why you've seen them add Al-Kadeen Muhammad, Shaka Tony, who was then released, Jordan Phillips, who, as much as we've talked about, hey, they needed a defensive tackle, his biggest skill set is pass rush. And so you've added basically four pass rushers now that you officially signed Carl Lawson yesterday. And I don't know where they're going to consistently generate it. And that's going to mean a lot of double teams for Micah if he's rushing every time.
And you said redemption for Albert Huggins, who shoved the assistant and gave the middle finger while being thrown out of the Rams scrimmage?
Yeah, so Huggins brought everything on himself. Like, there's no justification for what Albert Huggins did. We heard McCarthy talk about it last week. Everybody saw it, had their own takes on it, their own opinions. But as soon as you extend out your arms and, you know, make sure that you're pushing somebody to the ground and don't even turn back to check and your first response is, let me flip them off, I'm not going to buy you when you say, oh, it was an accident, I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
So, reckless individual, like you're competing for a job, you threatened your own job doing that. You then tried to act all innocent instead of owning up to it immediately.
Showed some nastiness, though.
Yeah, to the wrong person. I mean, that's like me picking on Peyton every morning. Like, I mean, what nastiness am I showing when it's Peyton? But then the game itself against the Rams, he was maybe the worst player on the football field against the Rams. I've never seen somebody that size get driven back 8 yards every single time. And he was. I mean, he was. In fact, I think my conspiracy theory is, my second one after the CD ones,
yeah,
is the thought that Mozzie Smith played terrible, I think, was people seeing a defensive tackle wearing 68 instead of 58, and they thought a lot of what they were seeing on the field was Mozzie. because there were times I would look at it and I went, was that Mozzie? Oh, no, that was Albert Huggins again. Because it's just that six of that five could be a little tight sometimes. And so, but he coming back, bouncing back, showing an ability to get into this game, make plays, which he was driving the pocket more consistently than anybody else in this game when you want to talk about pass rush. I was at least, I felt a little better about his ability to get to the passer, his ability to bounce back, show mental toughness, and bounce back from what was a really bad game in terms of showing any sort of power.
Speaking of Mozzie, he said his allergic reaction that forced him to miss the Raider game was to some milk.
Me too.
That he drank. He's had allergic reactions before, so he knew how to handle the situation. John Machota with the quote from Mozzie, I'm a big guy. I eat a lot of food. I know the ropes when it comes to having an allergic reaction. You can't panic. Was this lactose? Allergic reaction?
This sounds like it is. Like, for instance, I can't consume dairy without, like, my beard starts, like, flaking. Like, I get, like, eczema whenever I consume dairy.
So, like, pizza? Cheese on the pizza?
Like, one time is not going to be a big deal. If I'm eating dairy consistently for a couple days, it'll start getting really irritated.
Well, weren't you trying to show me that you were, you know, shedding or whatever, the beard dandruff and Oxnard, something? What was it?
I think it was cheese. I think I was eating cheese on pizza or something like that. But this was like a legitimate, I think, like, there's an allergy here, not just an intolerance or a dairy irritant or a lactose thing. This is like he had an allergic reaction. Because I would hope they didn't hold him out of a game for a flaking beard. That would say a lot to me about where Mozzie Smith is as a player that I would hope isn't true.
Tolo Tuesday edition with a Cat Williams ticket giveaway.
Pimpin'.
In the 7 o'clock hour. The G-Bag Nation responding to the morning show.
Yeah, they did aggressively.
You were watching this live?
Yeah. Oh. I was sending y'all live updates. I was so into it. Lucia's taking some real shots, man.
At?
Pepe, back there.
See, I'm good friends with Lucius, man. This points me. But
I know. Maybe. How did Broadus and Bobby get turned into me and you catching the darts?
I know, man. Yeah, he's going to talk all the best about Wolchuk. As soon as Lucius pipes up, he's like, yeah, I like Lucius. Lucius is our friend. What are you talking about?
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, at 8 o'clock this morning. Brian Broadus from Oxnard and Nick Harris as well from DallasCowboys.com. But Corey Seager is not done yet. The starter has been named by Dan Quinn, and to a T with shots. Now, I don't know if this coach will be able to respond from the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean and Bobby with the 6 a.m. Club. Just getting started on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.